One of your priorities is moving further through the process now that it's moved from the Senate into the House and now making its way through that chamber.
Yes, I'm very excited. So this week, prescription drug monitoring bill came up in Veterans Committee. We had a really good committee hearing, and this morning it was voted out. So now with the House process, the bill will move from Veterans Committee onto Rules, and hopefully that will occur next week. We will see. You know, we only have 3 weeks left at this point. Now it moves on to Rules before it goes to the House floor for the debate of the full body. So very excited that we did make another step in the process today.
Probably gone further now than it has in the 8 years of attempts before.
You know, last year we got really close and it died at the last minute. And so last year was the closest that we had gotten it. So who knows? We do have 3 weeks left. So I'm excited. I think that the fact that it's making progress when a lot of bills aren't right now, I'm very thankful to House leadership and to Senate leadership for that.
What else is on your radar in terms of those things you'd like to see happen between now and May 14th?
You know, we've got several bills that are just really important based on the things that we're seeing coming out of the federal government. So we were able to get an amendment a couple of weeks ago added onto a bill banning the vaccine passports. We don't want that. Don't want that for my constituents. I don't want that for our state. We are planning to just tack that on as many bills as possible, that amendment, and hopefully get that to the governor's desk. I think banning the vaccine passports is really important to get done this year. Certainly the Second Amendment Preservation Act is still my top priority to get over the line. We are working with leadership. I really feel like we're going to get that on the Senate floor, and that is going to be one of the bills that absolutely makes it to the governor's desk. It does appear as though it's probably going to be that final week, most likely. So I'm not giving up on it. Absolutely. As y'all know, I don't give up on things. So we've got to get that to the governor's desk. And then finally, the critical race theory that we're starting to hear about, you know, we need to make sure that that is banned from being taught in our Missouri schools. And so we are working to make sure that doesn't happen.